its current state. Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. Michigan classical music fans received big news recently as Ann Arbor's University Musical Society announced a new 5-year residency partnership with the New York Philharmonic beginning in 2015. The first residency, entitled Tradition and Innovation, will include performances by the Philharmonic and music director Alan Gilbert in Hill Auditorium. Concerts will feature music by the New York Philharmonic's former composer-in-residence, Magnus Lindberg, Ravel, Beethoven, and Mahler, and a new film project with David Newman on the podium. In addition, orchestra members and management will participate in a wide range of educational activities in partnership with the University of Michigan community. WKAR's Peter Warr phoned UMS Programming Director Michael Konziolka about the upcoming residency to discuss the project and his organization's deep traditions, including its renowned venue.
Yeah, I mean, we're really lucky here in Ann Arbor because, of course, we have that venue, which for me, in my mind, is an extraordinary context within which to confront and have a moment of interaction with the world of classical music and orchestral music. I mean, I can go on and on and on about that because there's something about the immediacy of the experience in Hill that doesn't happen in most venues that can, in one concert, turn someone into a lover. But we also have this history of relationships that's there to be reflected upon and mined and reinvented. We also, because we're the second oldest performing arts presenter in the country, we've developed a kind of civic expectation of participation in the ongoing conversation between an audience and a community and the world of classical and symphonic music. I mean, it's been going on for 137 years. And this kind of experience is woven in to the fabric of our community and has been reinforced over 137 years. That means that it's still a real vital and active part of what we do. And when I say community, I really think of our community as our region. You know, it really is something that goes up to East Lansing and over to Detroit and down to Toledo and over to Kalamazoo, minimally, because that's, you know, that's where people come from.
Part of that rich history, the New York Philharmonic, how far back does that go? Many decades,
I
know.
Yeah, the first presentation by UMS of the New York Philharmonic was in 1916. With their conductor at the time, Josef Stransky. And, you know, since that time, we've presented the orchestra, I think, well over 50, they've had 15 visits. And oftentimes those visits have been, you know, mini residencies where there have been multiple concerts. But, you know, the great John Barbaroli. Metropolis conducted them in the 50s in Hill Auditorium. Then, of course, in the 60s, we get into the Bernstein era. And Leonard Bernstein was in Ann Arbor and Hill Auditorium 3 different times with the New York Philharmonic. He came with other orchestras as well, but he was first here in 63 and then did 2 mini residencies with the orchestra in 67. No, actually just 1 mini residency in 67 with 2 concerts, including the world premiere of Aaron Copland's Inscape.
Right.
The orchestras then visited with Ozawa, and then in the 70s with their music director at the time, Pierre Boulez. And then more recently in the 2000s, the orchestra came and within the context of two performance residencies with Lauren Mazel. And then most recently in February of 2013 with Alan Gilbert, who's their current music director. It's a rich history. Ironically, when you're 137 years old, as an organization, there are orchestras that have performed here much more than the New York Philharmonic, like the Chicago Symphony. I mean, actually, the Detroit Symphony has performed for us well over 80 times. Obviously, the Philadelphia Orchestra and certain European orchestras, Cleveland as well. San Francisco Symphony. But, I mean, the New York Philharmonic is certainly one of those orchestras that we have an ongoing relationship with. It's also, of course, an important relationship for many reasons, not only because of the music directors that have led that orchestra and also the sort of composer-conductors who have been associated with the orchestra, but also, I mean, let's face it, the New York Philharmonic, even though a lot of people won't come out and say this explicitly, does operate in many ways like our national orchestra.
The orchestra of record.
Yeah, I mean, they're the orchestra of record. They're the orchestra that exists in our cultural capital.
They're the orchestra that went to Pyongyang, Korea not long ago.
Exactly.
That was our, band.
They're our band, there are classical music diplomats, and we're just thrilled that we're entering into this relationship with them, obviously, for obvious reasons, for all these reasons. The other reason that it's thrilling to enter into this relationship with them is because they're taking very seriously their own history, but also where they need to be going in the 21st century. They're spending a lot of time and energy and money on experimentation, trying new things out. Whenever you do that, you open yourself up to great successes and great failures, new insights. And it is important, I think, to say that that's an extraordinarily difficult thing to do in Manhattan. Make no bones about the fact that we think of ourselves as a leadership organization in the world of performance presentation. And certainly within the world of the presentation of classical music, it's our obligation and responsibility to devote some of our resources to partnering with orchestral institutions that are devoted to finding new ways.
Michael Konzialka is the University Musical Society Programming Director in Ann Arbor. Michael, thanks a lot.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.